The remote Gulf Country near Borroloola, 900 kilometres southeast of Darwin, is part of an Aboriginal spiritual site where the spirit ancestor, the Rainbow Serpent, travels along the various watercourses. Part of its dreaming track is the MacArthur River, which is now under threat following the Federal and Northern Territory government's approval this week to have the river diverted to allow an open-cut zinc and lead mine owned by Xstrata Mining Company to be placed on the site. The traditional owners of the land feel they have had their views completely marginalised throughout the whole process. Steve Johnson represents the Yanyuwa people in the Borroloola area and talks about whether they received any consultation from the mining company or government.
No, I don't think so. They wouldn't take any notice of anything. They wouldn't talk to any of us. They wasn't even interested. They didn't want to know.
The Northern Territory Environment Centre is outraged with the mine expansion and is planning legal action that proposes a judicial review of the Territory and Commonwealth Government's decision to approve the mine. Spokesperson Peter Robertson.
We don't believe that those decisions were based on proper scientific consideration, and nor has it taken into account the social, economic and cultural impacts and issues relating to this mine. If we do in fact go ahead with the action and if we are in fact successful, then presumably the ministers will be ordered by the courts to reconsider their decisions, basically.
Northern Territory Minister for Environment Marion Scrimgower initially rejected the proposal in February this year. On the 28th of August, she changed her mind and approved it. Northern Territory Minister for Mines Chris Natt says the government's decision was reversed because certain conditions were met.
The key changes were the revegetation of the banks of the river, the actual structure of the course itself to take submerged logs and rocks and all those sorts of things, and the fact that they were going to revegetate the banks.
Barbara McCarthy, Northern Territory MP and traditional owner, made a plea in Parliament days before the final approval was given, asking the ministers to consider the spiritual importance that the MacArthur River holds for her people. Both Marion and Barbara declined to speak for this report, saying they have accepted and respected the Mines Minister's decision. We asked Chris Natt if they had been told to toe the party line.
Well, you'd have to ask them on that.
Steve Johnson has a different opinion.
I'm sure that that wouldn't have been their idea of everything. I think their arm was twisted quite a bit.
Xstrata have proposed an agreement with MAWA, the Marwuli and Wiriwangkuma Aboriginal Association, for Indigenous people to be involved in environmental monitoring. Steve Johnson questions whether MAWA is an authentic representative body.
MAWA is a part of the mining enterprise, so whatever happens there, the main body of traditional owners would never get onto that information.
An initial draft environmental report into the mine expansion raised serious environmental concerns. Professor Wayne Erskine looked specifically at the impacts of diverting the river. He is satisfied that the diversion plan meets environmental regulations, but says this doesn't guarantee long-term environmental sustainability.
I'm very reluctant to say that you get good environmental outcomes. Rivers have been diverted around mine sites where there have been significant river erosion problems.
It seems that the economic benefit which the mine will bring has weighed more heavily on the government's decision than the impact it will have on sacred Indigenous sites.
The decision has been made. It's to the traditional owners now to move on, accept the decision and work closely with the mine, because it's going to be a benefit to everyone in that area, because I can assure you this government is committed to delivering a strong and growing economy.
I think the company has applied pressure to the political process the whole way to get a favourable decision.
The Northern Territory Environment Centre are continuing with their proposed legal action against the government for its decision-making process, as they see the matter as too important to drop.
So basically we're looking at a diversion and an open-cut mine that is going to leave a legacy of contamination and degradation of the river system for at least 100 years.
Steve Johnson and his community will continue their fight to have their sacred and spiritual land preserved.
It's been their country for thousands of years. If it was destroyed, well, that'd destroy the entire life custom and belief of all the people that it represents. It's just like the Bible to the people here.